Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You remember last week we discussed about how people come back to life after their soul come back to consciousness from the blowing of the trumpet. Two blowing of the trumpet, from one blowing everything goes dead, from the second blowing everything comes back to life. Now, we discussed a little bit about blowing of the trumpet and what it might mean. Now, I want to, before going to continue with our discussion, I want to show you something which is very inspiring about getting some sense of what other meaning might the blowing of the trumpet have. I discussed this with you before, but I didn't have the picture to show you. This is an article written by scientists about the shape of the universe and what shape it might have. And interestingly enough, he says that according to all calculations, this is the shape of the universe. Now, what does it mean when the trumpet is blown? If this is the shape of the universe, if the universe is like a trumpet, then we can get lots of meaning out of it, that everything would get a refreshing blowing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the universe, as like there's a blowing into the trumpet. And here, of course, there are different things said. If you traveled out of the flared end of the horn, you would find yourself traveling back on the opposite side, because you go to the very end, it's just like a very narrow line, and when you come back on the opposite side. And the end of the horn is infinite in length, but incredibly narrow. And many other things that by calculations they have somehow theorized that the shape of the universe might be like a trumpet or like a horn, and it makes more sense sometimes to feel that a new blowing of Allah's creation comes into the whole universe, and that's why everything would go upside down.
Is that the narrow end of the origin?
The blowing comes this way, huh? Well, we don't know. I mean, it's just a guess.
The reason I'm asking is because there are some theories that says that the universe is still expanding. So if it's coming from that, then it should be spreading out.
It might. I mean, even when we say universe is expanding, we don't know. If this is the shape of universe, we don't know from what side. From what part is expanding? Maybe just this is getting wider and wider. Yeah. The open side might get wider and wider, probably. These are all wild guesses about the shape of the universe. I just wanted to say that sometimes we hear things in the Quran that might not make sense at all for us, because our knowledge is very limited. And if we get a better picture of things, of the universe, then we might get a better picture. Or a better understanding of what really the verses of the Quran might mean. Okay, this was, of course, what we discussed in previous week. Now, as soon as people come back to life and they come on the earth, as I said, for a while they don't know what is happening. They don't know why they are alive again. The soul, which were unconscious for probably millions of years, they come back to consciousness by the second blowing, and they find themselves in new bodies. And they come on the face of the earth, as is mentioned in Surah Yasin, they ask each other, what happened? That, Ya waylana, man ba'athana min marqadana, what has happened? Who has given us to raise? Who has made us raise from our grave? And then after a while they find out that yes, this might be the day of judgment, and this is what the prophets have said, and prophets were truthful. They come to realize gradually. However, as I said, there is a lapse of bewilderment and confusion. People don't know what is happening, what they have to do. They just wait there for someone to come and tell them what to do. Just imagine yourself, all human beings are now on a very huge plane of land, elongated earth, an extended earth on a huge plane of land. They have all come out of their graves. They look at each other with amazement, and now they don't know what's next. What we are going to do? Where is God? Of course, God is now very, very distant from where we are standing. Even on the Day of Judgment, there's a long way to go to reach the point where we should meet God. But no one knows what to do. Until comes an instant when someone comes and calls people and somehow make people into different groupings. So different groups of people would be formed, like different regiments or different factions of an army. They are formed into different groups. And the caller which calls, of course, this caller might be an angel or something, depending on actions of the people, it is either horrifying or pleasing. As this has been a rule right from the beginning, as I mentioned. From the moment of death, everything is either horrifying or pleasing. It either gives pleasure or pain. Now, here, again, Quran mentions that when this caller calls people to a signpost, so to speak, that they put a signpost and they say, okay, such and such group of people or such and such brand of people, come here. And because then they want to be taken to their destination, then this is a moment when for the kuffar, the caller is very horrifying. And where they are being taken is horrifying as well. Now let's look at the verses of the Quran. So everyone would follow a caller. Now let's see what Quran says about these things. يَوْمَ إِذٍ in Surah Taha, يَتَّبِعُونَ الدَّاعِيَ لَا إِوَجَ لَهُ وَخَشَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ فَلَا تَسْمَعُ إِلَّا هَمْسًا. On that day, they will follow a summoner in whom there will be no deviousness. It means they make no mistake. Billions of people are there, and they know which person should come, should they call, and their call is not like calling by names. They call from the very inside part of the soul. So they call you and attract you. Just as I said, like Malakul Maut, it calls you from inside and take your soul. And like the angels who are examining human soul, which we call them Nakir and Munkar, they are very aware of the very inner, interior part of the soul. So these callers are the same. They call from inside human soul. There's no mistake whatsoever. In fact, every person is attracted towards that da'i, that caller, summoner, which is an angel, most probably. So on that day, they will follow a summoner in whom there will be no deviousness. The voices will be muted before the all beneficence, and you will hear nothing but a murmur. Now you can imagine, before this caller comes and summons people, everyone is speaking. What has happened? Why are we here? How long did we wait? How long did we stay in that period between the two blowings and all these things? And suddenly when the caller calls, all voices would fall out of fear and terror. So it says, وَحَشَعَتِ الْأَصْوَاتُ لِلرَّحْمَنِ فَلَا تَسْمَعُ إِلَّا حَمْسًا. The voices will be muted before the All Beneficent, and you will hear nothing but a murmur. Intercession will not avail that day, except for him who the All Beneficent allows and approves of his word. meaning that those who want to intercede, they have to speak the truth. Only in that way Allah will be pleased with what they say. And these are the people who, of course, are Siddiqeen. Never they made any sin in this world, because that would blur the whole personality. So intercession, in fact, what we understand, intercession starts from here, from this verse. Because we said there's no intercession in Barzakh, of course. The souls are taken to where they have to be taken. And here, intercession starts to show itself. Because Allah here, it denies intercession, but for a group of people who, of course, are allowed by the old beneficent, and He approves of their work. He knows that which is before them and that which is behind them, but they cannot comprehend Him in their knowledge. يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِهِ عِلْمًا. Now you can imagine what knowledge people have there, but still He is beyond comprehension, still in that stage, and in every stage, and still in paradise, He is beyond comprehension of human beings. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِهِ عِلْمًا وَأَنَتِ الْوُجُوهُ لِلْحَيِّ الْقَيُّومِ. Now, all faces shall be humbled before the Living One. This is after the caller calls. We don't know what this caller do. Everyone will be humbled and humiliated before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, if someone now comes with a wrong, with wronging someone, with wronging themselves, with wronging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, well, Allah could not be wrong, but wronging their relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then of course these are the people who we have to be, to have pity upon. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ حَمَلَ ظُلْمًا. And he will fail who bears the onus of wrongdoing. So from here, the zulm is like a burden on the shoulders, and people have to carry it with them. Now another verse which talks about this caller, summoner, the da'i which calls people, who calls people. It's in Surah Ibrahim, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا أَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ إِنَّمَا يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ لِيَوْمٍ تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ. Do not suppose that Allah is oblivious to what the wrongdoers are doing. He is only granting them respite until the day when the eyes will be glazed. تَشْخَصُ فِيهِ الْأَبْصَارِ means just like bulging out of the eye holes and not blinking out of fear. That is what happens when they see this caller. Of course, the wrongdoers certainly. When they see the caller, when the caller calls them, it's just like horror films. You can imagine really that what happens when this caller, and they have nothing to defend, to put as a defense there. It's just like attraction of a magnetic force which takes them towards that place that the caller calls. And, of course, scrambling with their heads upturned, scrambling muhta'een, they rush towards the da'i. It's not the case that they are called and they go, no. They are somehow taken hurriedly towards that caller, scrambling with their heads upturned, muqna'een. رؤوسهم. Now, the speed of the with which they are taken, you know, if you are suddenly pulled, your head would fall back, isn't it? So it's like that. Like if, for example, the car accelerates very quickly, your head would fall back. This is what happens to them. They are taken so hurriedly and in such an acceleration that their head would fall back, upturned, scrambling with their head upturned, there will be a fixed gaze in their eyes. لا يرتد إليهم طرفهم. Their eyelash wouldn't turn back out of the fear of going towards that da'i. وأفئدتهم هوى. And their hearts will be vacant. As I said, the suddenly taken into speed acceleration. And when this happens, the heart falls and it would be, so to speak, vacant. Very nice description. I mean, the description given, no, it's horrible, not nice, but the description given here describes what is the situation of people when they are taken towards that caller suddenly in a rapid speed. Now, again in Surah Qamar, we have فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ, turn away from them. After, of course, Prophet preached them a lot, Allah says, turn away from them. فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ يَوْمَ يَدْعُ الدَّاعِ إِلَى شَيْءٍ نُكُرٍ. So turn away from them the day when the caller calls to a dire thing. Nukur is something horrible. We don't know what is that. To which, of course, these are about kuffar. Of course, for mu'minun, the caller will call to a very pleasant thing. Now, here, we don't know what is that thing which they see in the face of the caller or wherever. That it is something quite horrible, horrifying. فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ يَوْمَ يَدْعُ الدَّاعِ إِلَى شَيْءٍ نُكُرٍ. So turn away from them the day when the caller calls to a dire thing. خُشَّعًا أَبْصَارُهُمْ يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ كَأَنَّهُمْ جَرَادٌ مُنْتَشِرٌ. With a humbled look in their eyes, they will emerge from the grave as if they were scattered locusts. You can imagine that, of course, when people come out of the grave all over the earth. It's just like moths and locusts coming from everywhere. And when, of course, these callers call, scrambling towards the summoners. Everywhere is mentioned scrambling, rushing towards the summoners. The faithless will say, this is a hard day. يقول الكافرون هذا شيء هذا يوم أثر. This is a very hard and difficult day for us. Now, after this caller calls, we can guess what the caller calls people to and why kuffar are horrified. Now, in another verse of the Quran, we have كل أمة تدعى إلى كتابها. Every nation, now by nation we don't mean nations of religions, we mean every group of people. كل أمة, أمة is any group which is classified by any category or any type of classification. So every nation will be summoned to its book, and book here doesn't mean Quran or Torah or Injil, no. It might mean that, in a sense, which I'll explain, but it means the book of action. People are grouped, rounded, and then taken, called towards the book of their actions. So that is what horrifies the kuffar. As I said, we don't know what is there which is horrifying, but here there is an explanation of it, that every nation is someone to the book, every group, and that for kuffar is terrifying, and that's why the kuffar would say يَقُولُ الْكَافِرُونَ هَذَا يَوْمٌ عَشَرٌ. They say this is a very hard day for us. Now, in one other verse of the Quran, we have something similar but mentioned in different expression. Every group of people are called towards their imam. يَوْمَ نَدْعُ كُلَّ أُنَاسٍ بِإِمَامِهِمْ. Through their imam, or by the imam, or towards the imam, the day we call every people by their imam. And then it says, فَمَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَقْرَؤُونَ كِتَابَهُمْ وَلَا يُظْلَمُونَ فَتِيلًا. The day we shall summon every group of people with their imam, then whoever is given his book in his right hand, they will read it, and they will not be wrong so much as single date threads. Now, can you guess why in one verse it says يَوْمَ نَتْعُ كل أناس بإمامهم. We call every nation by their imam or to their imam. And in another verse it says كل أمة تدعى إلى كتابها. Every nation is called to their book. There is a sort of contradiction, or there should be an explanation. Anything comes to your mind? Yes.
The book is the imam, or the other imam.
The book is the imam. So what do you mean by the imam? Because we said that book is certainly, or most probably, nothing certainly we can say about the Day of Judgment. What we say always probably, or most probably, if the book is the book of action, then what does it mean that everyone is called by their imam?
Basically, they're called by what they did, by their deeds.
So, the deed is their imam, is it?
Basically, that's what controls it. That was what they did.
It means every nation is somehow led by their actions towards where they have to go. It's the action which leads you to where you have to go. Yes, that's a good meaning. The other meaning might be that the caller is an imam. Imam from the angels. Who holds, imam is someone who leads people, of course. The caller might be the leader, calls them and leads them, either towards Jahannam or towards Jannah. This is the caller which takes them, of course. Yeah, it's possible. Yes?
This is a book of action in group. There can't be a book of action could be the same for each person. So how can you actually have a group of people?
Yeah, yes. There are many things. There are many, many people that who might have certain type of action.
But individually, they would be different in terms of.
No, of course. This is now talking about ummah. Now, every ummah has a type of common book. Okay? And then for every individual, the case is different. Yes?
Because each of the imams have a book that they would refer to, and the imams, by inference, have a book. For example, the Prophet has Quran and. In terms of, they're associated with their books, so they're one and the same. And they'll be called to that, whether it's a book or the imam, it's pretty much the same thing.
Book and the imam are pretty much the same thing. Now, we might have a hint here, just look at this verse. We might have a hint here. It says, يَوْمَ نَدْءُ كُلَّ أُنَاسٍ بِإِمَامِهِمْ. We call every nation by their imam. And then it says, so whoever's book is given to his right hand. So, the book is with the imam, isn't it? The imam calls, or everyone is called by their imam, and then the book is given. So, there is a type of relationship here between the imam and the book. Yes?
When you say that the book is your action, and the imam is like the philosophy, right? Because if you have an imam in your understanding, you call philosophy, then you'll end up with certain actions at the end of it. For example, if Quran was your imam, you'd end up with a kitab of Quran's action. If the top imam, the Allah or the imam, then you'll end up with certain actions. If the Prophet Ibrahim was your imam, you'd end up with certain actions. If you're called by your imam in two terms, you're and you end up with your imam.
Yeah, possible. Yes, yes.
Could it also mean that, like, there's five books, and each prophet will each book, maybe the prophets will call their people, they have five prophets?
No, because even the evil people are called towards their book, and they have an imam. So we can't say it's only prophets. There are good people and evil people, they are all called by or through their imam, or towards their imam. Now here, you mentioned Fir'aun. Actually, the Quran mentions Fir'aun as a leader on the Day of Judgment. So he's an imam as well, on the Day of Judgment. He says that, يَقْدُمُ قَوْمَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَأَوْرَدَهُمُ النَّارِ وَبِئْسَ الْوِرْدُ الْمَوْرُودِ. On the Day of Resurrection, he will lead his people and conduct them into fire. He will actually make them enter into fire, an evil goal for the incoming. Now, in fact, every group of people are epitomized in a leader. And that leader is whom, for example, the caller calls first, and would, because the caller takes them. However, it is seen as if the epitome of their actions is taking them towards where they have to go, towards paradise or towards the hell. We'll come back to this concept of book and imam later on. Just to skip that verse. Now, another bit of this jigsaw puzzle, which puts another bit into the picture, is that when the caller calls, it's as if he had set a signpost or a type of plaque or something that people know that they have to go there, or they are summoned to that signpost. It says that يَوْمَ يَخْرُجُونَ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ سِرَاعًا, the day when they emerge from the grave hastening. You see this hastening, scrambling, سِرَاعًا, مُحْدَئِ, it's all something which indicates a rush and hurry in what they, how they are taken. Hastening as if racing toward a target. كَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَى نُصُبٍ يُوْفَدُونَ, it is as if these people are looking at somewhere, there's a target, there's a signpost, they rush towards that place. Now, this is of course the act of the caller, the summoner would summon them from inside. And when you look from outside, you think that signposts are placed everywhere on the day of resurrection on the earth, and people are rushing towards different signposts. They do not miss their signposts, as we had in the previous verse. يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَّبِعُونَ الدَّاعِيَ لَا إِوَجَ لَهُ, they follow the summoner, there is no mistake. No one will lose where they have to go. And no one would miss their target and their signpost. So, كَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَى نُصُبٍ يُفَذُونَ, as if racing towards the target, with a humbled look in their eyes, overcast by abasement. Such is the day they are promised. As I said, the picture is very horrible. I mean, anyone really pondering on the Quran and reciting these verses would become terrified. Now, after they are grouped, after people are grouped, the summoner has taken them to where they belong, then we have the start of a journey towards the Lord. Then people move in their direction towards the Lord. When I say move, of course we might not mean physical move. We don't know how this happens. This part of this jigsaw is completely lost. We don't know how they move towards the Lord, but we know that they start a journey. As I said, this journey, this span of life of people on the day of resurrection until they reach the final destination would be 50,000 years. So they just start the march, so to speak. When we say march, I mean take it allegorically. They start the march towards their Lord. So the verses which would guide us towards this concept. In Surah Qiyamah, when it says when sun and moon come together, when such and such happens, يَقُولُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَئِذٍ أَيْنَ الْمَفَرُ, the day man will say, where is the escape? Now of course, not mu'minun, mu'minun do not want to escape from that day. It's the kuffar who say, where is the escape? كَلَّا لَا وَذَرْ, no indeed, there is no refuge. That day the abode will be toward your Lord. إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْمُسْتَقَرِ, مُسْتَقَر is where you stop traveling. It means that you start a travel, and this travel will take you to your Lord. And unless you reach Him, you will not stop. You will be in constant trouble, unless you reach your Lord. Now, of course, as these groups are grouped and moving in different directions, they arrive at different names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some arrive at His wrath, some arrive at His mercy, but they come to an understanding and knowledge of Him in which there is no mistake whatsoever, in which they realize the truth within themselves, the truth of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, this might be very terrible, very horrifying, it might be very pleasing. But there is no refuge. إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ يَوْمَ إِذْنِ الْمُسْتَقَرِ The day, that day the abode will be towards your Lord. يُنَبَّأُ الْإِنسَانُ يَوْمَ إِذْنِ بِمَا قَدَّمَ وَأَخَرَ That day man will be informed about what he has sent ahead and left behind. The reality of things will be become apparent for the man. In this world. Or the actions that he could have done, he didn't stand for. Or some people lose their soul. They have left it behind. They go there, they don't have the correct soul. Was there any question here? No. Okay. Now, we come to more interesting part of this journey towards the Lord. Separation. Up till now, everyone is, of course, together. All of us. We even see our families, our friends, we realize, recognize each other, we might talk to each other, but then the groupings would take different routes and directions and people become separate from each other. People who want to go to paradise, they take a different route, and people who want to go to hell, they take a different route. And of course you know that Quran says that the hell has 7 gates, isn't it? So, لَكُلِّ بَابٍ مِّنْهُمْ جُزْءٌ مَقْسُومٌ For every gate there is a group, which we have divided these people to. So those people who want to go to different gates of Jahannam, they take different paths, and they separate from each other, right from the beginning. And those people, and Jannah has 8 doors, and those people who want to go to different gates of Jannah, they take different routes as well. So people separate. First of all, people of Jahannam and people of Jannah would separate, and then these people themselves, among themselves, they would separate going to different routes. People are categorized into different groups. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاعَةِ يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَفَرَّقُونَ in Surah Rum. The day the hour sets in, they will be divided on that day. Because this day we are mixed. Mu'min and kafir, believer, non-believer, we all live together. People with good actions, people with evil actions, all live together. However, on that day, then there is separation. يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَفَرَّقُونَ فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَهُمْ فِي رَوْضَةٍ يُحْبَرُونَ As for those who have faith and do righteous deeds, they shall be in a garden rejoicing. And as for those who were faithless and denied our signs and the encounter of the hereafter, they'll be brought to the punishment. This is the end, of course. The end of this separation will be like that. Again in Surah Rum, so let your heart and the upright religion before there comes a day irrevocable from Allah. La maradda lahu min Allah. It means you never can come back. That's the day when there's no return. Yawma izin yasaddaun. On that day they shall be split. And again another verse which implies this split and separation of the people. يَوْمَئِذٍ يَسْطُرُ النَّاسُ Where did we go? Yeah, I think we... You know what happened? يَوْمَئِذٍ يَسْطُرُ النَّاسُ أَشْتَاتًا لِيُرَوَ أَعْمَالَهُمْ On that day, mankind would issue forth in various groups to be shown their deeds. It is very systematic. It's not something that you think, okay, I can get away from it, or I beseech to Allah, or I beseech to the Prophet, or to an Imam. No, it's not like that. It's very systematic. just like how the nature works here. Things work there. Even more meticulously, more accurately, things work there. And when we talk about shafa and other things, it doesn't mean that people are handpicked. No, again, shafa is a systematic thing that comes for those who deserve it and leaves behind those who do not deserve it. So, people come in various groups to be shown their deeds. Now, in Surah Amma Yatasaalun, يَوْمَ يُنْفَقُ فِي السُّورِ فَتَأْتُونَ أَفْوَاجًا. The day the trumpet will be blown and you will come in groups. And the sky will be open and become gates. وَفُتِحَتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ أَبْوَابًا. What does it mean? Sky will become gates or heavens will become gates? Because now we have to move towards Allah from different gates. Groups go in from different gates. Everyone has his own route to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now here, what we can add to that puzzle, that jigsaw puzzle, is that this movement is partly physical, partly spiritual. And of course, when we want to go to God, the best expression would be that we go to sky. And then the sky is opened into different gates, and different groups would go through that, through the route, their own route, toward Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again here, we have different ummahs and groupies. وَتَرَى كُلَّ أُمَّةٍ جَافِيَةٍ. And you will see every nation fallen to its knees. كُلُّ أُمَّةٍ تُدْعَى إِلَى. Every nation will be summoned to its book. Today you will be requited for what you used to do. Now, what about prophets? They are one ummah as well. Or salihun, they are one ummah as well. Are they fallen to their knees as well? Or not? Because this is very humiliating, isn't it? Every nation falls to its knees on that day. Tara kulla ummah. You see, this is what an information given to the Prophet by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will see every nation fallen on its knees. Means that they have submitted, they have capitulated, every nation. Does it include good people as well? Of course, yeah. Even the Prophet, they all fall on their knees. When you compare them to the glory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will see every nation now capitulated, submitted, kuffar, arrogant people, Fir'aun, the Prophet, everyone now has, because now they realize what is the position of their Lord. So you will see everyone fall on their knees. Now, one very clear instance mentioned in the Quran about these different groupings, which gives us another clue how people are grouped according to their books, to their imams, is Surah Waqi'ah, which we have discussed it before very much, and most of you know it by heart. إِذَا وَقَعَتِ الْوَاقِعَةُ. When that great event happens and those incidents take place, then you will be three groups. كُنْتُمْ أَدْوَاجًا ثَلَاثًا. The people of the right hand. This is a very general classification. Then of course there are groupings among these people as well. The people of the right hand. And what are the people of the right hand? This is how I can explain it to you. And the people of the left hand, and what are the people of the left hand? And the foremost ones are the foremost ones. Those who are ahead and foremost in this world, they are ahead and foremost in the other world. وَالسَّابِقُونَ السَّابِقُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. They are the ones brought near. The السابقون are brought close. On that very day, when everyone is actually engaged with this travel and journey and worried, even Ashabul Yameen are worried. Muqarrab, As-Sabiqoon are taken away to the Lord directly. They are brought near. أُولَٰئِكَ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. They don't go through all those phases. That 50,000 years that people would spend towards that journey, they are just living beside their Lord. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنَى أُولَٰئِكَ عَنْهَا مُبَعَدُونَ. It's a very beautiful verse in Surah Mu'minun for Anbiya. Those for whom our nice word has been issued. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ سَبَقَتْ لَهُمْ مِنَّ الْحُسْنَى أُولَٰئِكَ عَنْهَا مُبْعَدُونَ. They are far away from this. لَا يَسْمَعُونَ حَسِيسَهَا. They never hear the lowest voice of all these troubles of Jahannam, anything. وَهُمْ فِي مَشْتَهَتْ أَنْفُسُهُمْ خَالِدُونَ. They are forever in what they wish and what they desire. لَا يَحْزُنُهُمُ الْفَزَعُ الْأَكْبَرِ. This great fear would never make them sad. They never feel it. لَا يَحْزُنُهُمُ الْفَزَعُ الْأَكْبَرِ. وَتَتَلَقَّاهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. The angels come round them, surround them. They are not feeling anything that other people feel. So this is a very wide grouping and classification of مُقَرَّبُونَ, who are close to God, أَصْحَابُ الْيَمِينَ, who has gone through this trouble, but they come to Jannah at the end, and أَصْحَابُ الشَّمَالِ, who go through this trouble, but come to Jahannam at the end. So, and as I said, these three very wide and general categories have their own classification as well. إِنَّ سَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى. Your endeavors are indeed unlike. Yes.
You're talking about Ashab al-Yameen. They know right from the beginning that they're going to go to Jannah, don't they? Even as they go through all these. But then, you mentioned once before that there's a middle group. Who, up to the end, they don't know whether they're going.
Yeah, these are the lowest rank of Ashab al-Yameen. The lowest rank of Ashab al-Yameen. Who, they really don't know whether at the end they go to Paradise or they go to Jahannam. And this is the worst situation that a person, of course, after people of Jahannam, that know, they know for sure that they go to Jahannam. The worst situation that a mu'min can have on that day is going through all these 50,000 years of troubles and travels, and they don't know what will happen at the end. Whether they go to hell or they go to paradise. This is very, very depressing and annoying. The situation. And of course, the highest people of Ashab al-Yameen, they are in a somehow similar situation with Muqarrabun. Not like that, of course, but very close to that. So we have different groups coming right from the highest rank of one group to the lowest rank of the other group. There are some people of Jahannam who have hope that they might go to paradise, but they fail. And there are some people of that group of Jahannam, Ashab al-Shamal, that they know for sure, right from the beginning, that they are going to Jahannam. There's no escape, for example. Now, here, what is important in this verse, and why I have brought it here, is that the what classifies people is their endeavors. Your endeavors are indeed unlike. إِنَّ فَعْيَكُمْ لَشَتَّى. As for him who gives and is God-weary and confirms the best promise, we shall surely ease him into facility. فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْيُسْرَى means we make that journey easy for them. وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخَلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى. But as for him who is stingy and self-complacent, وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى and denies the best promise, فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْأُسْرَى. We shall surely ease him into hardship. Of course, this is a type of stylish language. نُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْأُسْرَى. It means that we give it a good hardship on that day. They would have to travel with hardship. Okay, these are some other verses. You can go through them yourself. Now, what is more terrifying here is that although you are grouped, and although you are called by different callers, and although you go different directions, but there is another thing that determines who you are. And that is the imprint of the actions would appear on the page. Whatever you have done in this world, you will become like that. Whether evil action or not action. Your faith either shines or goes dark, and it's not only shining and going dark. It changes shape. It disfigures into something which is suitable to your actions. Now, this is the most horrifying thing. We hope that we don't see each other on the Day of Judgment disfigured, because this is something very disgraceful, for people to come on the Day of Judgment disfigured in their faith because of their actions. Now, the verses that imply this concept, يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهٌ وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهٌ. First of all, some faces are bright and shiny. Other faces are dark and dull. On the day when some faces will turn white and some faces will turn black or dark. As for those whose faces turn black, it will be said to them, did you disbelieve after your faith? So taste the punishment because of what you disbelieve. But as for those whose faces become white, they shall dwell in Allah's mercy, and they will remain in it forever. So one sign that you can recognize who is going where, if we see each other, of course, at this stage, one sign that you can recognize who is going where is just by looking into their face. And you can realize very easily who is what. And, of course, this is not probably seen in this world. It's not certainly seen in this world, but probably seen by some people. Now, you remember we had about Ashabul A'raf. We come to that, inshallah. But I mentioned this, that Quran mentions that when the different parties of Jahannam and parties of Jannah come close to the gates of Jahannam and Jannah, of course they are separated from each other with a veil or a wall or a curtain or something, and at the roofing of that curtain or veil, there are some people. وَعَلَى الْأَعْرَافِ أَعْرَافِ are the topping. وَعَلَى الْأَعْرَافِ رِجَالٌ يَعْرِفُونَ كُلًّا بِسِيمَاهُمْ. They know everyone by their face, by the mark which is on their face. Not that it's shiny or dark. No, there are other marks that they can realize every person who they shall go. Now here, of course, it talks about light and darkness more explicitly in Surah Zumar. وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ تَرَى الَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ وُجُوهُهُمْ مُسْوَدَّةٌ. On the Day of Resurrection, you will see those who attributed lies to Allah with their faces blackened. أَلَيْسَ فِي جَهَنَّمَ مَثْوًا لِلْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. So every mutakabbir would come with a dark face. Every arrogant person would come with a dark face. This is even more explicit in Surah Ar-Rahman. فَإِذَا انشَقَّتِ السَّمَاءِ فَكَانَتْ وَرْدَةً كَالدِّحَانِ. When the sky is split open and turns crimson like tanned leather, describing the color of the sky on that day. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. فَيَوْمَئِذٍ لَا يُسْأَلُ عَنْ ذَنْبِهِ إِنْسٌ وَلَا جَانٌ. Of course, there are scientific explanations now for why sky would go into this color. And you can imagine when you come, inshallah, on the Day of Resurrection back on the face of the earth, what color the sky would be. Certainly not blue anymore. It might get blue later on, but at that stage, the sky had a different color because of all the changes happened in it. So, when the sky is split open and turns crimson like tanned leather, so which of your Lord's bounties will you both deny? This is addressed to Jinn and Ins. On that day, neither humans will be questioned about their sins nor jinns. Of course, not questioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means that you don't need to ask anyone, what is your action? If someone has an errand from Allah to come and pick people, for example, they don't need to ask them, like Nakir and Munkar, that they, we say they come and examine people, they need to examine. Now you don't need to examine, you don't need to ask. You just look into the face and you know what type of person this is. So it says, on that day, neither humans will be questioned about their sin, nor jinn. The guilty will be recognized by their mark. يُعْرَفُ الْمُجْرِمُونَ بِسِيمَاهُمْ فَيُؤْخَذُ بِالنَّوَاسِ وَالْأَقْدَامِ. So they will be seized by the forelocks and the feet. This might also allude to the angels who want to come and take people. They just realize and recognize people by their marks on their faces. فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهُ زُلْفَةً سِيئَتْ وُجُوهُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَقِيلَ هَذَا الَّذِي كُنْتُمْ بِهِ تَدَّعُونَ. When they see it brought near, the countenance of the faceless will be distorted. The distortion coming to the face. And they will be told, this is what you ask for. Then look at this very disgraceful expression for the kuffar. Soon we shall brand him on the snout or the nose. فَنَسِمُهُ عَلَى الْخُرْتُومِ. Khurtum is the nose of animals with long nose like elephants and something like that. And it's not used for human beings. Just to disgrace the kuffar here, Allah mentioned in Surah Qalam that فَنَسِمُهُ عَلَى الْخُرْتُومِ. We will put a mark on their nose where everyone can see it. Because of course, what they have done. Now, these verses you just look for yourself. This is beautiful. هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ الْغَاشِيَةِ. Did you receive the account of the enveloper? Something which envelopes. Something which covers everything. That's the Day of Judgment. Some faces on that day will be humbled, wrought up and weary. وُجُوهٌ يَوْمَئِذٍ خَاشِئَةٌ عَامِلَةٌ نَاصِبَةٌ. They will enter a scorching fire. And some faces on that day will be joyous, pleased with their endeavor. This is of course more to do with the type of expression coming on the face. Now this verse I skipped, it was important, sorry. On if you come back on page 49, middle of the page, it talks about Fir'aun and his followers. وَأَتْبَعْنَاهُمْ فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا لَعْنَةً وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ هُمْ مِنَ الْمَقْبُوحِينَ. We made a curse pursue them in this world, and on the day of resurrection they will be among the disfigured. مَقْبُوح means someone whose face is disfigured into a very ugly shape. It will be like that. If you have contemplating, imaginative, creative mind, you can make a very beautiful film out of this, about the faces of the people, the shape of the people coming up on the Day of Judgment with different types of countenance, like animals, like different animals that we have in different ahadith, that they are disfigured in a way that they become like different animals. And people could recognize that this is such and such person, this is X and Y, but still he is disfigured into shape of an animal. This is what would happen probably to them. And then you can figure out what type of place Jahannam might be. I mean, you see all these people with these horrible faces, facing each other, cursing each other, fighting with each other. And then on the other hand, you can imagine what type of place paradise will be. People all with nice, kind, shiny faces, friendly with each other, and is not comparable. La yastawi ashabul nar wa ashabul jannah. Never equal. Ashabul nar and ashabul jannah are never equal. Now, again, some have light on that day and would receive the good tidings for paradise. Again, you have to put your imagination into action. You can imagine that on that day you travel in dark, as if in night, and you need light to illuminate what's ahead of you, and you want to move forward. And some people have that light, some people don't have that light. And they have to wait for light to come, and there's no light, they are frightened, they cannot move. And in Surah Hadid, a very interesting conversation is brought as an example of people talking on that day to each other, مؤمنون and منافقون. يوم ترى المؤمنين والمؤمنات يسعى نورهم بين أيديهم. The day you will see the faithful men and women with a light moving swiftly before them and on their right, and greeted with the word, there is good news for you today. بشراكم اليوم جنات, meaning that while they are moving with a light, good news comes that carry on, paradise is ahead of you. Go on, you are just approaching paradise. The day the hypocrites, men and women, will say to the faithful, please let up on us that we may glean something from your light. They will be told, go back and grope for light. قيل ارجعوا وراءكم فالتمسوا نورا. Now, ارجعوا وراءكم means go to the world again, bring some light. Light should come from the other world. Here, you are not granted any light. You have to have brought it with yourself. You have to have brought it with yourself. Then there will be set up between them a wall with a gate, with mercy on its interior and punishment towards its exterior, where the munafiqun are there. They will call out to them, did we not used to be with you? Because there were munafiqun living among mu'minun. Then what they answer is, قالوا بلى, I haven't put the answer here. قالوا بلى ولكنكم فتنتم أنفسكم وتربصتم. Yes, we were together, but you waited and waited. You did not repent, you put yourself into mischief and fitna, and now this is your ending. Another verse talking about that light. On the day when Allah will not let the Prophet down and the faithful who are with him. يَوْمَ لَا يُخْذِ اللَّهُ النَّبِيِّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ نُورُهُمْ يَسْعَى بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبَأَيْمَانِهِمْ. Their light will move swiftly before them and on their right. They will say, our Lord, perfect our light for us and forgive us. Indeed, you have power over all things. So there is a type of dua there on the day of resurrection from mu'minun coming to Allah to perfect their light. Of course, I want to discuss a little bit about this يوم لا يخذ الله النبي, the day when Allah does not let the Prophet down, because this is a very important concept. So I leave this, inshallah, for next week. Any questions? So, thank you. See you next week, inshallah.